Real News with Rick Outsen on Pensacola's News Talk 1370 WCOA.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. The agenda has come out for next week's Pensacola City Council meeting. On the agenda is an amendment to the contract for the company that's bringing in an indoor, taking warehouse number 4 and creating an indoor sports facility, bringing pickleball downtown Pensacola. The amendment is to give them more space. They're going to pay for it, but it also will open up more public area for it. And to talk about it, we've got Rob Favreau on. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. I was going through the agenda yesterday afternoon, and I said, this is really exciting because it offers a fuller experience, I think, once your sports facility opens up down there. Tell our listeners what area you're taking and kind of why y'all are doing this. I'll let you tell the story.
Okay, so what happened was Pensacola Bay Oysters found a permanent home on Garcon Point, which left that little kind of no man's land space that, you know, that's not accessible by ships or, you know, by the water, open. And, you know, our phasing plan is the first phase, we're opening the outside courts. And with the land we had, at the beginning of the lease, we had some land on the north side, but that land turned out to be CSX's, so we lost that land, and that's what we were going to use for our temporary entrance while we're remodeling the whole building. Anyways, Pensacola Bay Oysters moved, and we asked Clark, we said, how about we take over that lease and so we can put our temporary entrance there, and it just morphed from there to where that promenade, I don't know how you say that, promenade going along the water there that's kind of abandoned, we're going to extend that. We're going to double the length of that amenity for the public, and that'll be, at the end of that, will be where our temporary entrance is, and we're going to build a hangout space there for the public that, you know, people waiting on the ferry or people doing exercise and wanting to get some water for their dog will have a place to, you know, to hang out. It's just going to work out perfect. One of our offsets is building, you know, $750,000 worth of promenade going back to, you know, D.C. If we build it, who's going to maintain it? So we're going to build it and we're going to maintain that whole piece. And that's in the lease to where the city's out of the maintenance of that promenade all the way. So, if a storm comes and blows some handrails out or whatever, you know, we're going to be fixing that thing. And it's remaining in public access. So it really just works out great to where we have some more space for big events, you know, like basketball tournaments or volleyball tournaments, to where, you know, families can hang out between the games and, you know, a meeting point, really. It's just really worked out well.
Yeah, for our listeners, it's Commandencia Slip, where the ferry comes in, but it's now going to cup around, and on the east side, where warehouse number 4 is, you will have access to walk along that side of Commandencia Slip and go to a public area there at the end of the warehouse. So if you're trying to visualize it, it really does. It really kind of opens up that whole end of that north end of Commandencia Slip for the public.
And Rick, when there's special events, like, you know, the way we're building this, you know, with a lot of input from Clark and his people at the port, the way we're building it is when there's a special event on the port, like the Elcano coming in, where the public gets to go through the port to visit the ship, we're going to have a completely paved entrance, you know, for the public to go through instead of them stomping down railroad tracks and, you know, kind of working a way around the port. You know, it really opens up the port to more visibility, you know, on the parts that are port parts, you know.
Right. Well, and y'all are paying, you know, this is, it's going to be done at your expense. It's also the lease that you're paying is more than the lease that the Pensacola Oyster Company was paying. So that for this, for the port and for the taxpayers, there's more benefit there, plus getting, not having to worry about maintenance and having more public access. It seems to be a huge win-win, and for y'all, it creates a better entrance area going into your facility once you have it ready. I think it does. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the coolness of having a public space, you know, close to downtown that you can hang out at a table and chairs, you know, next to the water, whether you're just relaxing or taking a break from a run or, you know, just wandering around Pensacola and needing to sit down. You know, we'll also have bathrooms back there. So, you know, the public will have access to, you know, the pit stop if they need one, you know.
Right, and I could see possibly something similar to what we have at the garden, where you might have a couple of vendors there to offer food and think, you know, have more of a, have a food court option there is a possibility as you come down too.
Yeah, we're planning on a couple food trucks to give, you know, to have some space for some food trucks, so there'll be something, you know, to grab a drink or something to eat.
That's great. Well, for the listeners, this is Rob Favreau. They are the group bringing pickleball to downtown, taking warehouse number 4, which was really not serving any real viable function for the city, and making it an indoor sports facility. Rob, the outdoor pickleball courts, what's the timetable now for you think you'll have them open? I know, that's a hard question.
The City Hall's given us our permits. We're ready to go. We're gathering workforce now. You know, we have a lot of the materials stocked up in the warehouse to get started. Now it's just a scheduling thing. We have one of the best concrete companies in the city doing our concrete work, and we just have to get arranged to where their people, you know, finishing up one job and coming to another, you know. So the end of this week, the beginning of next week, we should start pouring concrete.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, it's kind of fitting that a construction company has to deal with the job in China because there's so much work. But that's, you know. But this is something that's anticipated. We know it's going to be big. We know that pickleball is big all over the country, and Escambia County is really learning it. And I think for downtown, this is just a great amenity because people will move around downtown more and more. And I think that is going to be a positive for us.
For sure. And having the events and all that is just going to be incredible.
Yeah, I think so.
Amenity for the city.
All right. Sounds great. Rob, thank you so much for coming on. And congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Rick, we really appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. And you know, as things break, I want to have you on more because I know people are excited about this facility. They really, truly are.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Rob. All right. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, for our listeners, that's Rob Favreau. They're the group that's putting together. They're going to create that indoor sports facility that we've been looking for a while. You know, that was part of the plan. Different groups have looked at where to do this. How can we do it? This can be used for pickleball, but it can be reconfigured for volleyball, for basketball tournaments. For travel teams and those type of events with youth sports that will bring families to Pensacola, to downtown Pensacola, which will be huge and you know, bring a lot for us. All right, we're going to go ahead and break. I'll be right back after the national news.